The Federal Subsistence Board voted in favor of setting a hard cap on bycatch accidentally caught by fishermen in the Bering Sea and Gulf of Alaska. From Member Station KNBA, Jacqueline Estes reports.
A National Marine Fisheries Service report states that bycatch includes fish from an enormous geographic area, fish that originate in Asia, British Columbia, lower 48 states, and Alaska. The report also says bycatch numbers have become unacceptably high. Tim Smith of Nome says that indiscriminate fishing has wiped out a weak run in one Seward Peninsula river.
44 king salmon came back to the Pilton River this year. That's a weird count. That's a good count. 44 fish. The Fish and Game has said in the past that it takes 200 pairs of king salmon to make a distinct stock. Well, in the last 6 years on the Pilton River, we've only reached that number, 400 fish, one time in 6 years.
Federal Subsistence Board Chairman Tim Tawarik says the board members voted for the lowest bycatch limits proposed by the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council. One dealt with chum salmon in the Bering Sea.
The board is voted to recommend to the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council that there be a 25,000 trigger number of fish that would put a top limit of 50,000 chum as bycatch.
Tawarik says board members also voted for a cap on king salmon bycatch in the Gulf of Alaska.
There was a discussion on setting the limit to 15,000 Chinook salmon, and that's what the board elected to do.
The Federal Subsistence Board will forward its recommendations on bycatch to the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council, which has the topic on its agenda for a June meeting in Nome. I'm Jacqueline Estes.